Now, yuga is a very difficult concept in the Indian astronomy. According to one view, yuga consists of 5 years. According to another view, yuga consists of 19 years. And there's a big controversy going on even at present. What is yuga? There are other words, meanings of the word yuga, like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And there also you have different timings given for each yuga. So you may use the word yuga in that sense also, if you like. So it is not very clear here as to what yuga is meant here.
In terms of the age of this present cycle,
yes. Yes, it is said, for example, that there have been 6 periods. It's an arbitrary statement. 6. From when? One doesn't know. But it goes on. But at least it is said that there were 6, at least, which you can know, when the world had come to a point and then it was dissolved. Now it is said that we have again come to that point of dissolution. But the prediction is that this time it will not be dissolved. The movement is now so ripened, it has become so propitious, that although we are now passing through a period of dissolution, dissolution will not come about. And there will be a new yuga, a yuga of the daylight will come. At present we are in twilight, sandhya, but now will come the time of a complete daylight. But these are various kinds of beliefs which are currently in currency at present.
But
there is one authenticity which I can say from the basis of what my studies have led me. It is this, that we are now nearing a period of supramental manifestation. Supermind has manifested already, and this will now go on increasing. Of this I am certain, and this is authentic according to me. So you can say that, well, it is true that this is not the period of dissolution. In spite of all kinds of predictions which are being made, doomsday and all that, this is not that moment. We are in a very important stage of our life in the world, extremely important, extremely promising for a glorious future.
Vibrations of the earth have come
up. Pardon? Yes, new vibrations are now present in the earth at present. Avyakta vyaktayaha sarvaha prahavanti aha agame ratryagame praliyante tatra eva avyakta sangyake. When the day comes, then all that is avyakta becomes vyakta. From unmanifest, manifestation takes place. When the night comes, then all that is manifested becomes unmanifest. Bhuta gramaha sa eva ayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratri agame avashaha partha prabhavati ahaha agame. O son of Pritha, these all living entities come forth repeatedly with the advent of the day and are helplessly led to dissolution at the advent of the night. Paraha tasmatu bhavaha anyaha avyaktaha avyakta sanatanaha syasa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu navinashyati. This is a movement from unmanifest to manifest and manifest to unmanifest. But there is another reality which is really unmanifest. Avyaktaha, from manifest to unmanifest, unmanifest to manifest, is one kind of movement. But there is a real unmanifest who is the Supreme Himself, and whoever can read that unmanifest, he never perishes. In other words, whoever knows the Supreme Divine, he becomes free from all this movement of coming from into day or coming into night. All this does not apply to the one who has attained to the Supreme. Avyaktaha aksharaha iti uktaha tam ahuhu paramam gatim yam prapya na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. The unmanifest being is designated the imperishable, which is said to be the supreme goal. Those who attain to it do not return to this world again. That is my supreme abode. Purushaha saha paraha partha bhaktya labhyaha tu ananyaya yasya antahasthani bhutani yena sarva idam tatam. This is considered to be one of the most important statements of the Bhagavad Gita. This is the supreme person, O son of Pritha, in whom abide all existence and by whom all this is pervaded, who is attainable by unswerving single-minded devotion. This is the supreme knowledge, the knowledge of the one who is imperishable, who is the origin of all that is here in this world. This knowledge, Sri Krishna says, will not come to you by Jnana Yoga. It will come to you only by Bhakti. So that is why the supremacy of Bhakti, therefore those who belong to Bhakti Yoga, they always like this sentence as the best, that Bhaktiya, it is by Bhakti, although Sri Krishna has said that the one who has full knowledge gets Bhakti. Now he says that one who has a real Bhakti gets the highest knowledge. Both are interdependent. In fact, both are actually one. The real Jnana Yoga is not a dry Jnana Yoga. The real Jnana Yoga is full of the breath of love. To move towards the knowledge of the Divine is to move enthusiastically with all the love that you can command, with the pressure of love when you turn to the Divine. That is real Jnana Yoga and that is real Bhakti. The two are combined together. Similarly, Karma Yoga also, when you sacrifice for the Lord, what is that sacrifice if it is sacrifice with pain? The sacrifice is really nothing but offering yourself irresistibly in the embrace of the Divine. So that is real offering. Real Karma Yoga is that Karma Yoga. Yatra kale tu anavrittim avrittim cha eva yoginaha prayata yanti tam kalam vyakshami bharatashrava. O best of Bharats, now I shall explain to you the time when yogins depart, either to return again or never to return to this world. Agnihi jyotihi ahaha shuklaha shanmasa uttarayanam tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vidaha janaha. When there is fire, when there is light, when there is day, the bright half of the month, the 6 months of the northern path, Uttarayana, this is the time in which, passing away from the world, the yogins who know the Absolute Brahman attain to the Absolute Brahman. Opposite is Dakshinayana, the darkness. The other yogins depart at a time that is characterized by smoke, night, the dark fortnight, the 6 months of the southern course of the sun, and they reach the realm of the lunar light. From there they return. This is the path of return, that is the path of no return. Dhumaha ratrihi tatha krishna shanmasa dakshinayanam tatra chandramasam jyotiryogi prapya nivartate. Shukla krishne gati hi ete jagatah shashvate mate ekaya yati anavrittim anyaya avartate punaha. These two paths, the path of light and that of darkness, are thought to be beginningless. Departing by the light, one does not return, but while departing by the path of darkness, once again returns. In the Veda, there is a statement, the child is suckled by two mothers, one who is a dark mother and one who is the white mother. But both of them suckle and we grow by both. Therefore, actually from the divine point of view, both are necessary, both are equally important, and therefore both the times you should remember the divine. Sarveshu kaleshu smaramam. This is the basic conclusion. Na ete sriti partha janan yogi muhyati kashchana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yuktaha bhava arjana. The yogins who knows, who know these two pathways, O son of Pritha, he is never deluded. Therefore, Arjuna, you always be steadied in yoga. Sarveshu kaleshu. Knowing both the paths, therefore don't say this is more important than that one. As mother says, O passengers, O travelers who are passing through a great night, remember the greatest secrets are revealed in the darkness of the night. The greatest secrets, therefore going through the darkness, do not fear, do not worry. That is also the path. The greatest secrets cannot be revealed when there is light. Those are reserved only for the night. Therefore, do not fear when you are in the darkness. The greatest secrets are revealed to you in the darkness of the night. Therefore, ultimate conclusion is, sarveshu kaleshu yoga yuktaha. Therefore, in all the times, you remain united with the divine. Vedeshu yajyeshu tapasu cha eva daneshu yat punya phalam pravishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param sthanam upeti chatyam. The yogin, having known this, goes beyond the fruits of meritorious deeds, such as study of the Vedas, performance of sacrifices, practice of austerities, and giving of charities. He attains the supreme and eternal abode. If you know this, if you remain in yoga all the time, if you can remember the divine all the time, then whether you do karma yoga or jnana yoga or bhakti yoga, all this is included here. And therefore, that is all that you should do to attain to the supreme. So next time we shall take the ninth chapter now, huh?